The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Just like, yeah. Oh my God, like, this is all they have. They're really, like, leaning into each other. I feel like this is going to help bond them more.
Except for Jem. Jem is secretly tearing these people apart.
Like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black. We have a chaotic vibe moment.
And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
With Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to Black by Reality, a place for Black by Baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver. We are talking about Survivor, episode 4. It is called Don't Touch the Oven. And I'm so excited because my guests today are Maximo and Ash from Couple to Thruple. Hey, guys.
Thanks Hello. For having us.
Back. Of course. Of course. I know. I need to know, like, are you guys longtime fans, new fans? Like, yeah.
So, newer consistent fans. I've definitely watched different seasons, but, like, at sporadic times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never watched a full season as it's coming out. I always have binged it, like,
But when Maxi actually gets in and like is sitting in front of the TV and it's Survivor, I end up having to also now join because we're watching that. We're watching it till the end of the episode. So now I'm like, okay, and now I'm getting invested. But this season, I don't know. I can't compare it to like the other ones recently, but I have a feeling with anyways, we're going to get into it, but I am just, is it actually this emotionally chaotic all the time?
Oh my gosh.
Well, the big thing now, right, is that the new era, they don't have any food or rice. So
and fire starter stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they don't have flint. Yanu's on the struggle bus, and once you lose that flint and you don't have fire, it's really hard to get any momentum. So that's what we have to keep in mind.
I mean, honestly, though, it's giving curse of Yanu. Like, Yanu has just thrown all of the bad, like, just juju, and they're stuck with all these people that, like,
why are you on
the
show?
Do y'all even know how to play Survivor? like, have you watched the show? You're a super fan.
I'm not even a super fan, but at least I know, like, you have to get into the outwitting.
Yeah.
Outwitting.
Yeah. I mean, I had Jess, who in the beginning was just, like, couldn't function because there was no food. Also, was
but
just,
the
like.
The first one who, you know, just didn't even want to choose to, like, kind of lie a little bit for the team.
It was like. David.
Oh
my gosh. Oh,
Jelinski. Oh yeah. Jelinski was a whole mess.
Because
he wanted to go
like,
by.
Why are you on the show?
I don't know. We start with Bonu and Kenzie still celebrating. Because if you remember last episode, Jeff came in and announced they weren't going to tribal just because Brandon had to be taken out for nerve damage. They said that that was their first win. Which is like.
And the gag that they were about to like take out Kenzie.
But like.
They were considering it. Q wanted that really bad. I don't know if Tiffany would have given it to him though.
I don't think she would have done it that soon. I think eventually, definitely. But not now.
Not now. Not the time. So then, Bonu does what he does best. He starts snitching. But this time, the only person left that he can snitch on is himself. So he was like, just letting you know, when I went to that journey, I told Ben and Liz that, like, Kenzie is a mastermind, and Tiffany and Q, you're just, like, really close. Is that bad?
And the thing is Bonu is coming into it trying to, like, make a better relationship with them and was trying to gain trust. And I'm like, you're doing this all wrong. And it sucks because I have this, like, tug and pull with Bonu where I'm like, oh, like, I feel bad for you. You're so sweet. Yeah, you're finally going to learn. You're going to keep your mouth shut. You're going to go on this journey. And then he goes on the journey, blows it up, comes back, and I'm like, okay, now Q's gonna train him. He's got his back.
On the game. You're training him how to play the game.
And then he comes out and says this, trying to, like, be vulnerable with them too, and it just totally backfired.
Everything else is so messy.
He should have just not said anything. Now Tiffany and Q agree that Bonu has to go. Like, if they ever go next. Because, Q was trying to be so patient and was like, I can coach him. Not anymore. He's tanking your game. So then they also tell Kenzie. This is what Kenzie has to say about Bonu, because he did her dirty the most.
Right. The, what was it? The mermaid?
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mermaid. I was like, bisexuals, pansexuals. We're all taking it. We're taking it because that's amazing.
Mastermind, she's running the show over there. Bitch. Target number 1, 2, and 3. And you'll keep, he just.
Oh! Like, I'm so mad at him.
After we ringed him out about the Jess tribal,
he's literally like a toddler, like when the oven is hot and you're like, don't touch the oven. And he does.
Very well said, though. I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty good. Like, especially if you're sleep deprived, you're not, you know, your brain ain't working that well. That was a pretty good analogy.
Yeah,
it is.
So Bonu. Yeah.
The fact that Tiff is now, like, you can see Tiff is over it. As soon as it happened, Tiff is like, "Oh, chop,
gotta go."
Yeah,
I'm going back to Kenzie. This is my girl, and this is absolutely not happening, because now he's ruining everybody's game.
Yes.
And in a way, Bonu could have actually, like, had he kept his mouth shut and he still had his emotional vulnerable side and he grew, like, he could have been a really good player. But
For how long?
But he couldn't hold it together.
No. No, he couldn't. So that's basically where this is at. Bonu is praying, okay? I have never seen someone pray so much in a game. And it was so, this is probably, like, the hardest edit someone has ever done, because Q has something to say about him praying.
Upon us. Amen.
He can pray all he wants. He's gonna have to make his bed and lay in it. Oh my gosh.
Over it. There is no higher power that's gonna let Bonu save
this one. There is no saving Bonu. The only thing that could save Bonu is if Yanu doesn't lose a challenge.
Yeah. Exactly. So they have to get their head in the game. Speaking of, they get tree mail saying that the winners will be nourished by victory. Everyone's hype about food. I think even Yanu, but later on, Q's just like, we're going to have to trade that. We're going to.
Yeah, like, real quick.
That sucks, but their
I still go back and get stuck in the, like, just being out there, first of all, even outside of all of this drama, outside of the challenges,
the bug
you're out in the sun, you're out in the bug, like, you're not eating consistently. You have, like, coconuts and fruit, which I think it's, like, Liz, who's one of the players, said she's just allergic to, so she hasn't been eating. And I'm just, like...
Nuts.
Is this real? I'm like, is that, like, they're really just not eating? They have, like,
yeah.
Frozen or something?
They got nothing.
Like, do you remember Jess eating ants?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the first episode that was wild.
Yeah, you know, me, my vegan, gluten-free ass, that would be me. I'd be like, oh, that's all I got.
You could not survive.
I would ask, which is why I'm never applying. Nope. But I do applaud everyone actually, like, sticking it through, and now they have to deal with all of this, and especially doing these challenges when you're already that deprived. That's where I think I feel like just there's no chance for me.
They're already exhausting enough as it is, but imagine being just, like, tired in the sun all day and not eating correctly. Like, this challenge was no joke. The food challenge that we were coming up to.
Yes, they really came through, though.
Yes. Before we got there, we checked in on Nami. And Soda's working. Even though they have not been to a tribal, she is pulling everyone for one-on-ones. It's getting a little bit obvious. She threw out that she should be working with, she said a four with Venus. Because Venus was on her own. She doesn't have Randon anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, you know, me, Tevin, Liz, like, that's going to be the best.
Yep.
Tevin's spotting all of this and was just like, you're
Tevin's
supposed to be my
smart.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
Tevin knows what's up. He's quick to, you know, have this alliance, but also be like, wait, this also might be the biggest threat.
Yeah.
And the very, very suave way of going about it to everyone else, not saying exactly let's take Soda out, but kind of like letting them come with it too. I'm like, ooh.
The thing is, though, is like from the beginning, Ash and I have kind of been like, Soda is doing a lot with the camp song. She's trying to like gather everybody together.
Really
I got the camp song.
You know, I love the camp song, but I'm like,
not with, that many nights.
With what they're showing and what actually happened there, I'm like,
yeah.
Hunter is favorite. People are going crazy with these camp songs. As soon as she starts singing, Hunter's just like, oh God. Now, I will say,
Hunter,
when they showed this camp song in this one, the way that the production, the whole music behind it, and like the beginning and ending, I was like, y'all ate that. I was like,
really good.
Yes, let me just play her singing, because I was like, this is too good not to record.
No.
So good.
And production ate that.
So good.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
The back.
It really did.
The
they
backing.
Really, yeah.
Because they were just singing a cappella out there.
Yeah.
They turned it into a bop.
But
yeah, she has one of those voices you would hear, like, just so clear on Broadway. I'm trying to think of, like, a specific singer she sounds like, but... Yeah, I love Soda. She is doing a lot and is falling to the bottom of her tribe.
And it's because it's like, you look like you're a good person and you're like really happy. You're just too excited and making too many moves too quick.
But that's how crazy it is. I feel like you have to be that, like, you can't make mistakes like this. Otherwise, that quickly you can get turned on. And I feel like for Soda, she has so much to offer. I don't think this is why she needs to be going home, if she does, like, later. But she could just be on a, you know, just one mistake too wrong.
Yeah. And then there's that one moment where she goes to Hunter and she's like, you know, I'm all up for group vibes, but I'm down for individual vibes too, you know? And I'm just
Hunter
like.
Hunter is not ditching Tevin for her. It's not happening. The minute Tevin threw out Soda's name, he was like, yes, because I want you for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And.
It can happen if they lose. The thing is, will they lose before?
Exactly.
I'm not sure. They're a pretty strong tribe.
Yeah,
like,
they haven't lost.
The only people that have lost is really Yanu, which sucks.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why I really want them to win. Like,
they won
Tarp?
For this challenge for the tarp, let's see, what did they have to do for the tarp?
Oh, they had to row the boats, then they had to, like, get the key, and when they were getting the key, I think it was in Sega, Tim, I want to say?
Oh, it was the little, was it the hoop?
He, like, jumped on, he jumped on the platform, and he's, like, he's underwater.
He was doing way too much.
He was, like, jumped straight onto the platform, and then ends up in dead last.
Yeah.
It was this hoop thingy that they really, got stuck on over.
Yeah, this challenge was pretty good. And for the first time, Jeff is so shady when he narrates these challenges, because he's like, for the first time, Yanu's in lead. Like, yes.
But we're all thinking it. We're like,
go Yanu, go Yanu.
And I was definitely cheering them on. I really wanted them a little win. Yeah. I think they deserved it. So
Yes.
I mean, you have to row the boats, get the key, and then you take out these rings. Mm-hmm. Take them off the pole. Then the part for me is digging the sand and going under that log.
Right.
All, who was it that went first for Yanu? It went all in the mouth. I think it was Q. All the sand. I saw it.
But then Q did his big one for the team, and he, like, landed all four of those discs. And
he did. Got
Chin.
The coach came out.
It did. But then when they win, he celebrates and he yells, "I told y'all I'd make it up." Because if we remember, he had a lot of guilt about last time.
He sure did.
That was for him, honestly. I was you know what? You can move on.
You could tell he was really holding on to that loss from the last one.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
They get tarp. As you said, they have to forego. So then we get Nima, who gets the fish. And Tevin was like, "Oh, I know exactly what to do. Let me start cleaning it." I learned something new, honestly, watching Tevin.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
I thought that was really sweet how they're, like, relating to their dad. And, like, "Oh, my dad taught me how to clean this fish. I'm going to do it for the tribe." Mm-hmm. It was a really sweet moment to see that. And yeah, I mean, making that whole fish whole over the fire.
Yeah. I've never seen
it. Also, like, that looks good.
Really,
I would
good.
Eat that out there on Survivor.
Exactly. They got a little pot, which they later used to clean their clothes. I was like, have it made. The freaking soda was out there snorkeling.
They're actually on a resort now.
Yes. Snorkeling and spear fishing.
Like, they really have all the right skill sets for right now, is what I'm seeing. But I could not imagine, if you didn't know how to skin a fish and you won fish, what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, throw it in a stew, boil it? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. I wish they would show how much fish they actually catch on their own. Like, what are they actually eating? I wish we had, like, a calorie count for each person.
Calorie count would be a lot, but I do think it's so interesting because it's called Survivor and they are literally surviving, but I think any person who is actually a survivalist always gets, like, the dodo edit, or, like, they're so dumb. Like, I'm trying to think of my one cute boy who was just a few seasons ago, all he cared about was feeding the tribe, and everyone's like, "He's so dumb, we're scheming over here and we're gonna, like, take him out."
It's like, you can't play any game right before people start thinking you're, like, someone we gotta take out, which is why I would be so overwhelmed. Just not.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, luckily though, it's, you have to lose the immunity to then go to tribal. So there's some kind of safety. It's like, we're going to go, we're going to beat this challenge, and we won't be the ones eliminated. So hopefully it's not every day, but Yanu is dealing with that back to back to back. Their morale must be so shot.
That's where what Nami's at. They're just kind of J-chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the win, Q is ready to coach Banu. He's just like, "All right, we're role-playing. I am Jeff, or I am another person for a tribal. What are we going to say?" Banu's kind of getting it, And then when he goes back to Kenzie, he's like, oh, this is what I learned. He still can't exactly say what he has learned. So that doesn't bode well. And then he's like, Kenzie, will you teach me? Will you teach me? And she's like, teach you to play a million-dollar game, which I'm also a contestant for?
And I'm sorry.
Get out of my face.
Aren't you, like, a super fan? Don't you, like, watch this show? Like, you're so excited to be here. You should know this, like, in and out. I was gagging at the conversations that he would, like, respond with Q. Q's like, oh, let's vote out Tiff. And he's like, sure, let's do it. And I'm like, no, Banu. No, that's not
yeah.
All that. He's just not picking up, and Q is really trying to be that coach and teach him, but it's just going right over his head.
Yeah.
And then he gets this phrase of, I'm not here to, win $1 million. I'm here to win 1 million hearts. I'm like, well,
not doing
so
it
you're not
right
here,
either.
You're not that's here for the right reasons either. Then. We're here to win $1 million. Like, come on.
The one time that for phrase me. Is for money.
Right.
Now I'm like, Kenzie, I think, didn't even snap, really, if
sure,
you think about
she
it.
She just didn't engage.
Yeah, she was just like, actually, I'm going to enjoy this win right now, so please. And then he just, like, stormed off. Oh, my goodness. Storming off, he,
like,
knows everyone's got up.
Spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
Banu is spiraling in the middle of the course. Like, nobody likes me, they're going to vote me off, what's going to happen? And then he's like, I need a sign. Just like the cycle of Banu.
It's exhausting.
It
this is.
This
is a whole episode about Banu.
Truly, okay, I know I'm jumping ahead, but when we get, like, right before the tribal, he was like, well, I'm going to tell my story at tribal. It's like, sir, haven't we been hearing your story for, like, the last two or three episodes?
The whole time. And no, he's saving just one more thing that I'm like, oh, there's still more.
What do you think is going to happen? Is everyone going to be like, oh, let's all vote Kenzie now?
No, I think he's still going for that 1 million hearts. He's like, I have one more story to tell before I go out so you can remember me.
Wrong game.
Like, America, love me, America. Do we love Banu? I have that question for you, Nicole. Do you love Banu?
Look, sure. Yeah, I love Banu for the drama on the TV show because I love telling my partner Jordan everything that's happening on the show. And I was like, so Banu is talking to God. God gave someone nerve damage, and now Banu is pissed and cussing out God. And my partner is like, what? What?
Now that you say it like that, yeah, that's a very big piece of the whole season, and credit to Banu, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All for everyone.
All right. So Sega got their first loss, so they're moping, but they're still, that's the thing when you haven't lost yet, is that everyone's still so friendly and like hoorah, so they're just like, Ben is just, it's going to be okay. And for some reason, Maria is really taking this hard. We learn that she is a Lebanese immigrant. And so there's a lot of pressure to succeed. Maria's already kicking ass. Can I say that? Maria's like one of my favorite castaways this season.
She
is. She's bringing it.
She really is. And she's also, I feel like, I mean, they're a lot more stable, but I think she adds to that and is very... Mm-hmm. Like, kind of, like, motherly vibes in a way, but also, like, she's there. But right now, I think very, very vulnerable sharing to everyone how this is a very big failure to her.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think Kevin was kind of, like, over it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was really cute to see Ben just being like, this is a great lesson for you, fish or not.
I feel like this moment for Sega, it being like their first loss, I really got to see the intensity of like how much is at stake here, because we're used to Yanu just losing over and over and over again. So now seeing a team who's like had it and now lost, they really start like crying with each other over it. And I'm just like, oh shit, this is like deep, but they're crying over like, yeah, like we got this, we're gonna like kill, you know? And I'm just like, oh my God, like this is all they have. They're really like leaning into each other. I feel like this is gonna help bond them more.
Except for Jem. Jem is secretly tearing these people apart. Because don't forget, Jem found the beware advantage. She decided to take that and the note, bury it somewhere else. Siga is determined to find this idol together, which is really annoying.
But and she has the box. She has the box. She knows where it is. Now they just need to lose an immunity challenge, and then she can go to the
box.
But
it's the ants coming in all over them that really got me, and I'm like, oh, no. Have a little piece of heart.
The worst part is in her myth. She's like, I'm having a great time playing Survivor. This is so fun.
But I love her for that. I really do.
I feel like she made a few missteps with this. She's doing well. She's doing well. But
she's playing the game well because she doesn't have any scent on her tail. And she's already starting to like shift the scent towards like.
If it backfires, Tim. Can really backfire.
Yeah.
Exactly. The big thing I think she should have done was make a fake idol and put it in there or do something.
Idols.
But it's like now these people are digging for nothing. They're literally almost uprooted a tree for no reason.
And production's just like, we can't tell them anything.
And now they're starting to get mad because Mo says that Jeff would never lie to us. And Jeff would never make us do something impossible. So they're going to know it's someone on the tribe. Later on, poor Tim immediately got thrown under the bus. And Jem was like, sure, Tim is terrible. Like, he's overcompensating.
He's digging so much to, like, show that, like, he's...
It all.
I'm just like, wow, you are sneaky. You're playing a good game right now, but I'm like, if you get this idol and whenever you bring it out to play this idol, is going to like hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do when it merges? Like, you got a whole tribe now that's going to be ready to not be tribing with you.
Yeah, it's flip on you.
Anywho, not good term gameplay, I think.
Yeah.
Also thought, Jem, get down there and get your hands dirty. You're supposed to also be curious about this thing that you don't have. She's just off to the side watching like, oh, that's crazy. You got ants on you? That's crazy.
I'm like, is this what you give around the camp? You're just like, they're chilling.
Yeah, maybe it is, though.
Like, maybe that's just her character. Maybe she's not the one who really gets down there and gets their hands dirty. Maybe she has other values that she brings to the camp. I don't know. But
I'm at Siga. Okay. Yeah, Jem's here to look hot, find idols, and live her best life. Mo here
in her She's in her survivor fantasy. Like, you can just tell she is glowing on the fact that she's
absolutely, I agree. We have another tree mail, and it says that you need to jump. Mo's panicking. I've never seen someone panic over jumping.
I didn't know what to expect. I was like, you can't Everyone's jump. Like, I'm like, it can't be that bad. Like, it can't be that bad. I was quickly shocked when I saw them jump, and I'm like, I didn't even know that was possible.
It's almost like you're forcing yourself not to be like, how does that? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't
she
know.
She can jump.
The teacher inside of me is like, I want to teach her how to jump. Like, I feel like if I was there, we could get her up off the floor.
But again,
Charlie was just sitting there laughing. Like, I was like, you're supposed to be helping her. Like, none of this is... And then they were like, oh yeah, totally improved. Totally. And apparently this was Mo's big secret before going on, is that she can't jump. But yeah, this challenge for immunity, it starts with people jumping off the platform as they do every season. I think that Mo's technique is kind of interesting, but makes for a great picture.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you pulled this one.
Yes.
I hope she also has framed fridge or at home because
yes.
That's a jump.
It's a jump.
No, she did it. Look at her. Oh.
I mean, that's higher than she was jumping the whole time she was training. She
exactly.
Got it.
But the fact that jump this way though, like closer to the other thing you gotta get to.
I felt like everybody had their own jumping technique and they were all a little interesting. Especially for the first one. There were some people that would dive. Some people just like straight belly flop. Or then people would just like jump down. I'm like, the goal is to get as far as you can.
No, but someone did. Who was that person who actually, like, they went right close to the next thing?
Yeah,
Hunter.
Hunter's playing too goddamn well. Can I just say that? Hunter is doing too well, especially in this challenge. Tevin was kind of blowing up his spot because you later on, you're rushing, you're freeing buoys. And then you have to shoot them like basketballs. So this was a pretty good dive by Tim.
Yeah.
And you have to shoot these basketballs. Now, Tevin's on the sidelines sitting out. And Tevin yells, once we get a ball into Hunter's hands, it's over. And I'm like, that's not what you say.
It is.
You know, a little double entendre there, I think, for Tevin.
Yeah. And then as he's shooting, Tevin also says, Michael Jordan, baby.
Right.
You don't want people taking out Michael Jordan.
So quick. But then also, he has this grandma technique that he's doing. He's doing
he
like the
technique.
Under over. Everyone else is shooting it like a basketball. Mm-hmm. And he's
he's
smart.
Yeah.
He's actually really calculated and very quiet. I mean, but every time he comes out, he like demolishes.
We saw his home, that home footage. This guy is what he does.
Intense. So intense. In the end, and then Bonu, sweet Bonu. He tried, but he skips. Like,
he didn't miss that crate. He skipped a crate.
Exactly.
Jeff is over. Jeff is like, go back. Mm-hmm. You skipped the crate. He frees the buoys, then he goes back. But had he not lost that time, they maybe could have won that challenge.
Yeah, I think they could have.
Maybe.
Or at least not lost.
Maybe. Either way, Bonu is going home. He's going home. Oh, my God. Back at the camp. Back at the camp, Tiffany is comforting Bonu, as one does. And Bonu is like, well, I don't have a vote because he lost that on the freaking trip. He's like, I got to look for this idol. Meanwhile, Tiffany and Q, they're just basking under their new tarp. And they're like, well, he's not going to find that idol because I have it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So,
so good.
That
luck
doesn't help.
But kind of, and no shot in the dark either.
This was
you don't have a vote.
Transparent. Everyone knew. Bonu knew. He was going home.
Change.
I mean, not a change of events. I feel like this is how it should have happened. I feel like Bonu needed to go home personally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe he's playing. But I will say, last episode, I was kind of Team Gabriel Kenzie because I still got my eyes on her and I think she is like, you know, she's someone to be looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
But after this episode, Bonu keeps making me feel like, oh, he's going to learn and he's going to get it this time. And then he just fails. And I'm just like, yeah, no, Bonu. You keep touching that stove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max is more patient than I am. I'm like, no more Bonu.
Exactly. But then I do wonder a little bit, as much as like Q was talking about, oh, I can coach you and everything, I was like, how much of this is that Bonu's a man? Because I feel like if a woman was making as many and the same mistakes, there would not be as much patience.
Right. I also, well.
Was that why Jess went home before Bonu did?
Oh.
There was a lot less patience for her, too, and the idol thing was just me.
Yeah, but Bonu, so Bonu could at least, well, I can't even say he really delivers at challenges, because he kind of, also sets them back sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I feel like, if anything, he saw him as a liability, and he's like, if you keep your mouth open, you're going to just ruin my game, so let me do whatever I can to, he's really just thinking about himself. He was trying to self-preserve and make sure that Bonu just shuts
but
up.
No, I think there's a point, like, why did Bonu get so many chances to be, like, used in a more beneficial way when usually the easiest, quickest, and reasonable thing to do is just chop him off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I think Q's strategy is interesting. Like, I think now that it's going to be down to them, I think Q is, like, the one that's really floundering. Obviously, he's a physical threat, is going to be just fine in challenges. It's the merge. I really wonder how that's going to work out for him with, like, the ways that he's been strategizing.
Who do you think is most likely to make it to the end of the three?
Oh. Ooh. Hmm.
And
that is a...
Of course.
I mean, oh, I'm rooting for Kenzie and Tiff so much. I really am. I feel like anything's possible.
Like, Kenzie's name is blown up, and Kenzie, as soon as they merge, they're going to get rid of her.
Maybe, yeah, probably. I want to know why Bonu did that, because, I mean, Kenzie, she did throw out, like, oh, we could all work together to just... I don't remember in, like, that cave thing. I don't remember if Bonu was the third person, but they were all like, but she had to try something.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hopefully she can stay, like, as an asset to people after the merge, you know, with Q and Tiffany and having that bond where she gets to, like, you know, make bonds with other people, because that, was it Sega? I mean, actually, both tribes know. They know that he called her, like, the mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
And one, like, who's really behind the brains of the operation.
Yeah. Or is it that, like, when they merge, I mean, there's only going to be, what, three of them maybe at that time. And it could be, like, join this other alliance so that we can... Because I feel like everyone already kind of knows they're going to be chopped anyways pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So save them for later while we, like, go for a bigger threat.
True.
Exactly. I'm like... At this point, when we have Soda around, like, Kenzie might be able to float underneath the radar. So
that's both of those personalities.
Yeah.
More.
The big thing is that Kenzie, if she's a mastermind, is still a mastermind of the losing tribe. So it's like, does that counterbalance anything? I don't know.
That's true. I just have my eyes on Yanu. They're like, that's why I feel like I keep tuning back in. What's going on with Yanu?
Yes.
The drama. I love them. They are.
Absolutely. So at this point, Bonu, he's looking for his idol. Then he starts telling God. He's like, he's angry. He's on the ground. He's like, why did you even let me on Survivor? And it's like, whoa.
He's really intense with God, and I get a little, like, uncomfortable about it, I will say.
I love it. I think someone needs to write down and transcribe everything that happens and, like, add it to the new book of the Bible. Because, like, aren't there so many chapters of the Bible that's just about, like, a man, like, having this hostile relationship with God?
be?
Let's get Bonner's
prison. This is just an act of faith. They're going to come around.
Exactly. And Banu does come around later. But first, he has to cry to Kenzie. The way he cried to Kenzie, did you guys notice this? And then all of a sudden, he just stops and he's like, can you help me look for an idol? It was probably editing. But that was hard turn.
Hilarious.
Oh, Kenzie. Honestly, I would have blown up way a few more times than did. Honestly.
Part of me is like, in these moments where Banu is so like emotionally heated, I'm like, is this performative or is this just you being you? Well, I don't know, because he acts like that to Kenzie. And then he goes to Tiff. And he's
on
like,
his knees.
For Tiff. And
I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not
like,
going to talk to you like this.
This is too much.
This is way too much.
And it is a lot. Because it's like, what do you expect? Like, what do you want? It's still I'm voting for you. What else is there here?
I don't know. There's a world that Banu would have been like in the last three. Like, he would have just been dragged along. But you can't do that in this small of a tribe, Banu. So, yeah, we go to tribal. Now, Kenzie, there's another way that Kenzie can make it through on this show, and that is by making some hair accessories, because look at this bamboo scrunchie she made.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That's a thick.
She's working. Do they have mirrors out there?
No.
No. Okay,
She looks pretty great
in those conditions, and she's still being sassy, but still, like, I don't know how she's doing actually quite well and looking quite well.
Yeah.
She's got a bamboo scrunchie.
It's so good. I love Kenzie so much. I was like, all right, Kenz. Everyone at Tribal is just like, yeah, it's Banu. For some reason, Jeff, I was like, Jeff is too toxic for me. Because why did he tell them, well, this is so intoxicating. Let's talk about it more.
He's like, I love when this happens because this never happens.
I love it, though. I do.
He's so good at what he does now, though, after 46 seasons. Like,
this is what the people want.
He probably doesn't see anyone giving him lines. He just knows. Like,
oh. Absolutely. Banu does tell his story one more time, and that is that he grew up really poor in India, and that's probably part the reason why he came on his show, for children who are living like that, that they can move mountains, he said. Right. Banu did not move a mountain. He climbed a mountain for an idol and did not find one. But the message still stands.
But, you know, A million hearts.
So that is bye-bye to Banu.
Yeah, bye, ooh. Banu. Thank you for your story. But, like, if you're coming on to, like, Survivor, you got to come on to actually play Survivor. Just, like, doing your thing out here.
Great story. It's great to know you also. I don't even want to keep dragging it. No more Banu.
Yeah. I think he will be legendary. He's going to be legendary to me for a certain reason. People were also saying that about, like, Jelinski, because I think one of the things he said is that he wanted to be a Survivor legend. But I think he couldn't even be, like, a legendary, like have a legendary downfall on this season, because Banu took his cake. Banu took it and took it.
And Jelinski, he didn't last long enough for us to really get to know him. And I mean, I think he was gone in episode one, right?
Yeah.
And Jeff, you could see that Jeff was
over it.
Jeff was like, you're not playing the game, bud. Get out of here.
Yeah. Like,
you broke my timer 2 or 3 hours before it was even done. You're supposed to work harder. You're supposed to do more stuff. And then...
give up.
And then I give you a challenge to make sure that you have to be sneaky, and then you go against it. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And the fact for me is, like, when it happened in the moment, I was like, oh, he's being so honest. Like, that was sweet. And then he goes back to the tribe, and then I'm like, oh, wait, they're from different fucking tribes. I'm like,
yes, exactly.
No.
But that's why Maria is a badass, because she said, you get one chance, or I am. She did.
She took control of the whole narrative in that entire place. And she said, this is how it is. And ooh, I would have also folded in front of her. I can't lie to you. I'm so sorry.
She's like, I'm a member, and you are lying to me. And when the merge comes, baby, watch out.
Exactly, because I'm going to be there. I'm still going to be there.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll be. Am I going to be there?
Exactly.
Right here, I'll give you my vote. You're good, Maria. Here, have my vote.
She took control. That's so badass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have to go. For every episode that we recap, I like picking a beautiful black moment. I picked Soda and Tevin singing because it's just so good.
Oh, that's what I would have said.
Yeah.
Okay. Q, like, celebrating after he, like, carried the team. That was a great moment. He's like, I got that.
Right.
You know, like, I told y'all. Like, he was... I was so hyped for him.
That was a coach.
Yeah.
Coach Q came out.
Mm-hmm. Is one very obvious one with Tevin and the fish and connecting with his dad that had passed 10 months ago. It really hit when he explained how, you know, when you just kind of sometimes leave your family a bit because you're busy, and then sometimes that's the last of it. And the last time for him was like, oh, we were going to try to go fishing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so it really felt like, you know, Tevin's dad was actually there with him in that moment. But to see that, that was pretty beautiful.
Yeah, that was so sweet. And even to think about Tevin being a queer man or person, I'm not sure how they identify. For them to have a story about their dad, like, as a queer man, is like, doesn't really, like, not to say that doesn't happen often, but that's not shown often. That's where, like, that's usually where there's, like, disconnect. It's like, oh, me and my dad, you know, we don't really get along. But the fact that, like, you had this sweet and, like, intimate connection, and they taught you how to, like, do fish. Now you're doing it on Survivor.
Every day. Like, they talk every day. That's how close they are.
Like, he would just call to check. Oh, that's sweet. Beautiful.
Very good sweet. One, and I also noticed that. Oh, my God. All right. For my chaotic bye. Oh, and there's also something I want to say. People are giving Soda so much shit about her weight online. I just want to say no to that energy. Soda's amazing. Also, I think a big part of this is that Soda has shown that she'll give a good clap back. Okay, she does not sit here and hear something that she doesn't like and is just gonna take it. And I feel like when it comes to our, like, reality stars, we're perfectly fine with that energy if it comes in a smaller body or a body that's, like, conventionally attractive. Because I'm just gonna say, there's other people in the same very cast that has the same energy, and y'all are standing her. So, like, don't do that.
True.
Don't do that. And, like, Soda is so attractive. Like, I stay looking at her.
Yeah, Soda is beautiful.
And she's strong as hell. Like, she's never shown that she's, like, held the tribe back or anything. So, if you're, like, doing any of that stuff, first of all, how boring. Like, a boring... go-to, such an easy picking, and it's gross. Soda's on here, on this cast for a good reason, and she's amazing TV. Wanted to say that.
Valuable.
Yeah, absolutely, and I second that, because that is not cool to, like, be going about someone's weight or at all, like, shaming them. Like, there are so many more qualities to Soda, which are beautiful and amazing. Of course, like, I have my tiffs with Soda, but what a beautiful light. Someone who just, like, is shining positivity around the camp and just, like, trying to share that with others. That's a really beautiful trait that she has.
And with that gorgeous smile. Always making the fire. Like, that is the, like, sole, I feel like, biggest reason of the morale on that team is always having that fire going on. Like, that does a lot in those conditions. And she knows how important that is. And she's putting in so much. I don't understand why there's even any, like, being hitting at about waiting for say.
But
well,
she's
I hope she makes her purge.
Yes.
I really hope she
is. She is, but I feel like we're building up to, like, a Tevin versus Soda thing post-merge, and that's going to stress me out. That's going to stress me out, but I'm ready.
They're, like, so good together.
How many more until the merge? Probably, like,
I don't know, but it can't be...
Three days?
Two more episodes, probably, and then the merge...
We can't. It can't be that long. We have three people on this thread. They either need to do a swap or, like, merge now. Like, I feel like it can't be that far off.
It has to be the next one.
Yeah, because doing challenges with three people, that's going to be tough.
Yeah. What is our chaotic bi moment of the episode?
Chaotic bi moment has to be Tevin saying... When Hunter gets those balls in his hands, it's over.
That takes it away. I don't even.
That was hilarious. Oh my god.
I wrote that Kenzie being so fed up with Banu being as immature as he is, but then apologizing to him because it's like.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll actually stick around, or, like, we can't do this because we still had the immunity challenge, I think, when he was doing the most. But also...
And she was smart, though. She's like, I already know Banu's probably spiraling out there. Let me go say sorry so he can feel better, because then this is just going to drag.
They like, literally know his cycles.
I know.
Yeah.
That is
But also, her having energy. Banu's gay. I don't know if you guys knew that, but he's gay. Kenzie. And then Kenzie's bisexual. So that's what we know of. And then, of course, Tevin. Let me look at the other slides real quick to make sure. Like, oh, Mo.
Liz.
Mo is on Sega.
Mo, I see that.
Yeah, and I think that's it for now, unless someone comes out later.
So another chaotic bi moment has to be Mo trying to jump.
Was it Mo? It was Mo.
Yeah.
I know Liz and Mo can confuse us, but that was Mo for sure. Yeah.
Okay, not
sorry about that.
Not at all. Yeah, that's it. Is there anything else you guys want to say about the episode?
Such good TV.
It was so good. It's so good. And I'm glad that I have the Paramount where I have ads right now, because then I have time to, like, debrief between. Because taking it all at once, I realized, like, during the breaks, I'm like, I'm actually glad that I have commercials right now, because there's so much
a lot.
A lot of emotions.
Merge. I want them to now all, like, go in the wild, but I want to see a lot more of Hunter, like, playing the game, not just setting everything up.
Yeah, I feel like Yanu is also, now that Banu is gone, Yanu is like a solid tribe, strong tribe. The three of them, even though it's just three of them.
No, that's not
solid. The three of them are solid. Okay.
On what manipulative grounds?
He wants Kenzie out. He's working hard to get Kenzie out.
So I don't know how solid that's going to be, but...
I was going to say, and then Hunter's trying to get Soda out to solidify, like, his relationship with Tevin, you know?
Yes.
But I don't think they'll have a chance.
Romance. Romance.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
You guys are from couple to thruple. No thruples are allowed on Survivor.
Oh, my gosh. That would be too much.
I mean, but imagine the commune that we could really be thriving on if it...
Wait, let's just think about that. Q, Kenzie, and Tiff as a thruple?
Oh, I'd be so into it.
Kind of a vibe.
It is a vibe, for sure.
All right.
Let me get my fishing hooks ready.
Of course. I will love to keep in touch and talk more with you guys, but... What are you guys up to now? Where do you want people to follow you?
Yeah.
Instagrams, Eat My Ashley, L-E-E. You can find more things about this upcoming event that I'm producing and other things happening this Pride Month. And for Maxi.
Yeah, on Instagram as well, Maximo Extravaganza. And then you can find all my other socials through my, like, the link in bio.
Yes.
And then YouTube will be having our podcast coming soon, solidifying our final touches. So on YouTube, it'll be Maxi and Ash, and then we'll announce the name. So.
And we'll have Nicole on it to talk more about Nicole and all the fab things that Nicole does.
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited, of course. I am Nicole Weaver, your host. I am an entertainment reporter, currently writing for Collider. Sometimes it's about Survivor, sometimes it's about the other shows that I cover, so check that out. You can follow me, Nikki Bernice, across socials, but most importantly, follow Black Vibe Reality so you never miss what we got going on the podcast. We're still covering Survivor, gonna have more guests. I just dropped my interview with Ashmal about Couple to Thruple and after.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So. Yeah, and if you guys haven't watched Couple to Thruple and you're solely here for Survivor, go on Peacock, watch Couple to Thruple. It's great.
Thank you. It is something.
Three. All right, guys, that's it for now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.